Hey, you're listening to Don't Make Scent. I'm Dr. Vivian Rodriguez, an educational psychologist, blogger, educator, and coach who loves to talk about style, life, creating, and mental health. Okay, so I started this podcast to create a space to talk about style and substance, to talk about the complexities of being a woman who's authentic and thriving. All right, let's get into it. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about how to kickstart and sustain your fitness journey with Daniel Bernal. All right, so this episode's going to be an interview style, which is kind of cool. We haven't done that in a minute. And I'm going to be talking about going to the gym, because one of the things I've gotten so many questions about is how I started getting like comfortable going to the gym. There's a lot of women who feel, you know, just kind of not comfortable or a little embarrassed and just don't know where to start. So we're going to take a deep dive into some do's and don'ts on how to get started with the gym. So you like Amazon, but you don't know what styles to get? Go ahead and check out my Amazon Live. I'm an A-list creator, which means I do a lot of lives and people like them. So go ahead and head over to the show notes for this episode to go and join the live. And don't forget to follow me on Amazon. And then keep in mind, as an Amazon associate, I do earn from qualified purchases and all opinions are my own. And I'll see you guys around. Hey, I know you guys do not have a ton of time to just be scrolling through social media. You got better things to do, right? So that's why I revamped and relaunched my Fave Finds newsletter. And what I did is, it's kind of an in case you missed it. So I scour through the internet to find some styles for midsize and curves. And I also add just some different podcast episodes or books that I'm into lately, just some good stuff for your email inbox. So go ahead and head over to the show notes for this episode to sign up for my Fave Finds. And don't worry, I'm not going to spam your email inbox. It'll be some good stuff. Have you been thinking about getting your fitness journey going, but don't know how to start? We got Daniel Bernal back today to talk about how to start and sustain your fitness journey. So Daniel is a certified personal trainer and entrepreneur, and he actually referred me to my personal trainer. So thanks for coming back to the show, Daniel.
Well, thank you for having me again. Really happy to be here. Enjoyed it last time a lot.
Great. Okay. So before we start, just go ahead and tell everyone a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, my name is Daniel. I grew up in Southern California. Always been into sports my whole life. Played some college football out in Arkansas. Came back and started some training. And now I own my gym, which is located in Diamond Bar, California. And yeah, and that's where we're at right now. And that's where I met you, Vivian.
That's right. Yeah. So for those who don't know, Daniel has also been my husband's personal trainer for years and friend. And so that's how we connected. And yeah, he referred me to the personal trainer that I've had for a year and a half. All right. So we're going to get into, you know, I've been on my fitness journey for about a year and a half with the trainer, Amanda, that I have. And it's been a life-changing experience. And so one of the questions I keep getting is how I got comfortable with going to the gym, because I'm at the point now where I don't feel embarrassed or awkward going into do weights and that sort of thing. So we're going to hear from you, an expert, on some tips to get started at the gym. And I think what people remember most are like do's and don'ts. So what we're going to talk about are your top three do's and then your top three don'ts.
When it comes to fitness, I would say my top three do's. First one, I would probably say just very simple, set goals. When you start in a fitness journey, it's easy to be overwhelmed and not exactly know where to go. So I would start with just seeing what you want out of, you know, fitness and health and starting that journey. So I would start with setting a long-term goal, kind of see where you're at. And that's just like whatever it is, being, you know, healthier, losing weight, whatever it is. And these goals can change. But if you don't set a goal, it's going to be easy to not sure how to track progress and, you know, gain motivation as you're starting and you know, have some type of, you know, habit built up towards that goal, it's going to help a lot.
Okay. Yeah, I like that because I think that that'll help for those times you really don't want to go to the gym. Just to have something that you're kind of aiming for that will just kind of, move you along in being consistent. What's another do?
I would say do have fun. You know, you're gonna keep doing something if you're having fun. Sometimes when people start off, you know, it's like fitness, you know. So, you know, I like working out, it's part of my life, and you know, I love it, but hey, so sometimes I don't want to go, and you know, I don't want to go to the gym. And if it's at least something when you're starting that you don't enjoy, chances are you're probably not going to keep doing it. So I would say have fun, and you know, whatever that is, if you want to pick different activities to do, you know, different style of workouts, I would just say, you know, try to have fun because it's going to make everything go a lot better, smoother, and you know.
I have a question. So, in terms of like, I know some people want to avoid doing weights. They want to do maybe like a cardio class. What would be your advice in terms of like, I guess, getting results?
In order, yeah, I would say in terms of getting results, it's all based off what your goal is. But if someone was wanting to, you know, go towards a cardio class, which is fine, and I like cardio, I feel like a lot of time that's like a cop out to like, oh, to go doing the weights. And it's like, you know, weights don't necessarily have to be all your training, but I feel like for most goals and most levels of your fitness, I feel like weights are important. So, you know, I know those are more of the intimidating things, but I would probably say ask yourself, does my goal require weights? And, you know, do I need them? And if I do, then I should probably go do them sometimes.
So if someone is starting with like, let's talk about weights, and they are, kind of nervous about going in the weight area, like what would you say they could just kind of start out with?
So yeah, I mean, to be honest, this kind of can segue into my third do, which is do reach out to a trainer or friends that work out. So reach out to somebody that, you know, maybe works out in the weights, whether that's a trainer or a friend, that's going to help a lot because, you know, going in there on your own, it could be a little intimidating. But if I were you, I'd probably try to reach out to a friend or a trainer. But if you couldn't, maybe if as a simple rule of thumb, I would probably just try to pick two or three body parts and do about one to two workouts. And if you're lost on how to do that, you know, sometimes the machines do have instruction. And as far as like if you know some free weight workouts and techniques, that would be great too. And then, like I said, if you did have questions, you know, don't be afraid to reach out, whether that's just a simple question online or getting in help or in-person help. Yeah,
Right.
that'd be great.
Okay. And because I think the idea too is like if you did get a trainer, it doesn't have to be forever. Like maybe that could be to
No.
actually like train you to learn how to work out.
Of course. So I would say, yeah, when you go to a trainer, and me being a trainer, I feel like my goal is to get you to where you don't need a trainer. So if, especially as a beginner, taking someone who's never been in the gym before, my goal is to try to teach them enough to like, at least if I wasn't there, they're not going to injure themselves and they're going to be able to get progress, of course. So yeah, I would say look at getting, if you were to get a trainer, look at it as you know, like a class. Like you go to school, learn something, learn a trait. Now, you're getting some work, you're getting healthy, and then if you're ever to, you know, stop training, now you can carry those tools forward.
Yeah, I like that because I think that, well, I don't know. I feel like having a trainer just keeps you accountable though.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a trainer is a luxury. And
It's
professional athletes have trainers. You know, if you can afford a trainer or whatever, whether that be time or, you know, commitment or money or whatever it is, of course, having a trainer is for sure beneficial.
Okay, so those are our do's to kind of get started. What about your don'ts?
All right, don'ts. Let's see. It was kind of hard to narrow this down, but I would say my first one would be don't neglect what you're doing outside of the gym. So a main part of starting a fitness journey is like, hey, I'm gonna go to the gym, or hey, I'm gonna do cardio, hey, I'm gonna go on these hikes and all these activities, but pay attention to what you're doing when you're not there, aka, you know, your diet, How am I sitting all day? Am I not stretching? Am I not getting my steps in? And I would probably obviously put the most emphasis on the diet, so don't neglect diet.
Right. And then have an Apple Watch that'll track
Yes, have an
you
Apple
stand
Watch,
up.
track your steps. Yeah, share with your trainer and friends.
Yeah. No, that's good. And yeah, I think the diet also talk about a little bit about when you go to the gym too, what would be something you want to eat? Like you don't want to show up,
Yeah.
without having some sort of energy, something.
So, yeah. So I would say it's kind of dependent on what time of day, sometimes. So if I'm going in the morning, I generally don't eat too much myself in the morning, but I'm probably gonna have at least like 150 to like 300 calories, kind of keep it light. I'm like average size, I'm about 5'10", 185. So that, I feel like it about 150 to 300, depending on how much you weigh, how big you are. Because you want to have something, because if you go in, especially as a beginner with nothing to eat, like, oh, I'm not hungry, you're going to show up and you're going to get lightheaded, or you're going to get exhausted really fast. So in the morning I would probably do that. In the afternoon or evening, since it's a little further along in the day, my eating patterns are a little more regular. I might have like an entire meal, and I'm gonna have the larger the meal, the more you eat, the further away from the workout it should be. So if I'm only eating 150 calories, I could probably have that 20 minutes, 30 minutes before the workout, depending on what it is. But if I'm having a full meal, about 500 calories, just a regular size meal, I'd probably have that about an hour and a half before the workout.
Because what's the reason? Just so anyone
Just so, yeah,
listening.
basically, so I could give it a little bit more time to digest. I don't want to have a full, like a bloated stomach feeling, obviously depending on what you eat. If you're digesting it and it has, you're going in there, you're moving your body around, swashing around, it's going to possibly interrupt your workout with a bathroom break or whatever it is.
Right, that's true. Okay. And then I'm trying to think of some other kind of hesitations people might have with going to the gym. What about, what are some, because I think sometimes it's the time commitment and people want to skip like stretching in the beginning and that sort of thing. So yeah. What is your, because that's, I'm thinking that's a don't, right? That's a don't to, yeah,
Yeah, don't
warming
skip
up.
stretching. Don't skip the warm up. Why don't we make that one? I can replace one of mine with that. I actually really like that. Yeah, don't skip the warm up, because if you skip the warm up, your injury risk is going to be much higher. And if you get injured, then you'll stop training. And if you stop training, you may never go back. So don't skip the warm up.
Okay. I mean, I think these are really good to kind of get somebody, started. And what would be just some tips on how to sustain going to the gym, like over the course of the year and different seasons? What are your kind of insights on that?
So for me, well, one of my don'ts was don't make excuses. And that and then my other one was don't set unrealistic goals and time frames. So with as far as like going into seasons, like dependent on like, oh, kids going to school, kids out of school, whatever it is, holidays, summer vacations. I got a new job and it's really busy now. My hours are, all over the place. So for me, I would say don't make excuses, because there's going to be plenty of reasons why you feel you shouldn't go to the gym or you can't go to the gym. And if you just prioritize the gym, even if it's 30 minutes, instead of your usual hour, whatever that is, 45 minutes instead of your hour and a half, something's better than nothing. So during these busy times, I would try to focus more on frequency and instead of volume. So meaning like I would want to just try to get as many gym days as possible, as opposed to like, oh, I only got worked out once this week and it was a really long one though. I would
I
say
see.
that I would put 3 or 4 times 20, 30, like 30, 40 minutes over 1, 2 times, hour and a half something. So as it gets busy, I would try to just focus on getting into the gym, even if it's for 30 minutes.
Okay. So now let's say, I really like that idea, by the way, because there are that like that holiday season is just ridiculous in terms of schedules and all that. But if I only had, 20, 30 minutes, to get in, what do you think I should do? If I was like, okay, I gotta do cardio or weights, what would be most beneficial?
I would mix it up. So
Okay.
if you could only get in for 30 minutes and you went now I can get into the gym 4 times a week, I would say I would probably do one day of just cardio, one day of just the 30 minutes. I like having a full day of cardio. I like how it feels on my mind when I'm running for that or sweating, walking Stairmaster for that. Once that 20 minute mark hits, you get those endorphins. I'm feeling good, positive, optimistic. So I like that personally. And most of my clients, especially beginners, I would want like one day where you just go do the cardio because it's going to kind of make you feel looser, kind of reset the muscles a little bit. And then the other 3 days, I would probably just go 5 minute warm up and, about 5, 10 minute warm up and then a 20, 25 minute, workouts. And I would probably focus on multiple body parts. That way we can kind of move at a faster tempo.
And then what do you, when you have clients come in and maybe they're doing like some of these, I don't know, diets that are like quick fix and all that, what do you say? Because that's usually people do, from what I've noticed, is they'll say, okay, I'm gonna hit the gym, new me, you new you, whatever, I don't know, new year. And then they also attach like some kind of fad diet to it. What are your thoughts on that sort of approach?
You get this all the time. Someone comes in, they're excited, and they got these questions, especially all about the latest trends. And I don't want to just put like a damper, like all latest trends are bad, because I don't want to just put everything into one basket, because some things are good, some things are bad, some things are irrelevant. So I would say don't think that like the latest trend is going to be some like miracle worker. Like if you're not doing it, you're doing something wrong. For me, I'm like, hey, like as long as I don't see like a danger to something, I might let my client or somebody try it. And that kind of goes back to like, when you're starting out, don't be afraid to just, as long as you're not putting yourself in danger, you could try different things out, see what works for you. When it comes to diet, it's honestly what's sustainable. And if the that's why if the trendy diet isn't going to be something sustainable for you, then it's probably not a good idea.
Yeah, I think that's, well, that was one of the things my trainer Amanda mentioned, because I when I first started with her, I said some people are doing this or that, and she's like, no, you want something sustainable, like you can, and I think too, we don't want, and I'm sure you have insights on this, we don't want like fitness and training and like diet to feel like a punishment either. And so sometimes that's when we do some really restrictive diets, I think it's like people are punishing themselves a little bit.
Yeah, I could see that.
And that's hard to sustain, over time. You just go forget it and just go for it and have, all kinds of nonsense.
Yeah. Don't want to just go through life punishing yourself. You know what I mean?
All right. So now we're kind of, wrapping up. Is there anything else that, you kind of would want to share with someone who is just starting out and are kind of just nervous about going to the gym? Any like just last, final thoughts?
Yeah, I would say it's like it's okay to be nervous. Like a lot of my clients, the first timers when they come in, most of them are nervous. So you being nervous is completely normal. So when you come in, I would say just go out and get reps in. Like don't necessarily even worry about like getting better or like how much like more. I mean, worry about that, but I would probably say if you're really nervous, don't put emphasis on like, how much weight I'm doing. Don't worry. Don't compare yourself to others. Just go in there and just know that you're in there like trying your best and then just being consistent. And and those two tips will carry you a long way.
And I think the one thing you've mentioned before too, it's a long-term thing. Like in the other episode you mentioned just I think that's good to keep in mind that it's not like in 2 months, I forgot what you had
It
said,
was basically in terms of like, don't overwhelm yourself with the mountain, I like to call it. Like,
but
don't look over there and be like, oh dang, and then there's more mountains behind it, like, oh my god, I like, when does this thing end? Because it's, you know, fitness and health should just be a part of your life, just like anything else is that you do consistently. And you know, if you just think about it like that, like, oh, it's just a part. Now it's like, oh, I'm gonna enjoy this journey. Like the fitness is, there is no destination there, it's just a journey. So just focus on, you know, just putting one foot in front of the other and just keep it going. And you know, there'll be twists and turns along the way. And if you're having fun, you know, working, you'll have a good time.
All right, sounds good. All right, well, thanks for being on the show again,
Of
Daniel.
course.
Yeah, so where can everybody find you?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram at daniel.j.bernal. And you can find me on TikTok on the same name. So if you were interested in training, I also do, I've gotten into climbing recently. There's a lot of climbing content,
Oh,
and
okay.
also, yeah, just general fitness tips. I post a lot there, so feel free to reach out.
Okay, great. And we'll have all of this in the show notes for everybody. All right, there you have it. So now you are ready to get started with the gym and kind of, just ease into it and start that fitness journey.
Like what you're hearing? Go ahead and subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. You can also share the podcast on Instagram and tag me at Live by Viv. As far as my music, it's The Croft by Joachim Karud. And everything we talked about in this episode can be found in the show notes on livebyviv.com. Okay, and remember, don't mix in because you don't need to.